All right. Well, we're moving into a new year really quickly, and something's in my heart that I really like to share tonight. I've called it No Waiting. And I'm using as a, oh gosh, I don't know, a text, so to speak, something that was written by, Jeannie mentioned it last night, something written by Hal Hitchcock recently that I thought I would read, and then we can look at some scriptures as well. But this is what he said: "We ain't waiting for tomorrow. Yes, a new year is waiting for us to embrace all of its possibilities. Yet today is a miracle day all in itself. This is the day the Lord had made. This is the day of salvation. This is the day of deliverance. This is the day of being loved. This is the day of fulfillment. When? Today we are more than conquerors. Today we are fully supplied. Today we are energized and blessed. Today we are hopeful. Today we are beloved of God. We ain't waiting for tomorrow." Because today has so very many possibilities: healing physically and mentally, in abundance, full and overflowing. In 3 John 2, which you're familiar with, I'll give you a moment if you want to turn there. 3 John 2 says, "Beloved, I wish above all things," and when is that? Today. "I wish above all things today that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." You know what? God is paying attention today. God is working on our behalf and for us today. God has plans for us today. So we can pour out our heart. We can lay it all down. We can reach up for his hands. We can rest in his love. You know what? He understands. We can begin faith today. We can begin trust today, this second, this moment. We can begin hope today. Today we know that the answer is coming. Today we know that he is watching and caring. Today we know our answer is secured and moving towards us. We ain't waiting for tomorrow, because today is such a fine, fine day. You know what? Tomorrow will be awesome, just like today. Our new year will be filled to capacity with a series and collections of great todays. Let's give thanks. When? Today. I can hear you speaking it. Let's rejoice. When? Today. Let's love. When? Today. For love cannot wait for tomorrow. The Lord is always watching, always caring, always loving, always there. Yes, today is the day. And like it says so wonderfully in Psalm 118:24, let's take a quick look at that. Psalm 118:24. Middle of your Bible. Love the Psalms. Psalm 118:24. You know this verse. You've said it many times, right? And what does it say? "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will" what? "Rejoice and be glad in it." This is the day. This is the only time frame we have. We don't have yesterday. And we don't have tomorrow yet. But you know what? Somebody once said the greatest gift we have is the present. The greatest present we have is now. These are the moments. You know, 3 John, I believe it's 1 John chapter 3. We can have a quick look there if you like. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Wonderful section of the scripture, as all they all are. But some sometimes stick out more so than others. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called" what? "The sons of God. Therefore the world knows us not, because it knew him." It says, "Beloved, now." Well, when is that now? That's right now. Right this second. Right this second are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when Christ is going to appear, we're going to be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So this is absolutely incredible. I received a gift. Actually, Tricia brought it. And it's such a blessing. It's a series of declarations that are written out that you could set right in front of you on your desk, and I put them in the kitchen so we all can share in it a little bit. And what it's about is learning to speak God's word to yourself, reinforcing the positive truths of what God says are already true about you. And what is that time frame? It's right now. It's today. It doesn't have to wait. And Joyce Meyer said this, that speaking God's word out loud has been one of the most helpful and impactful things I have done that's changed my life for the better. You know, in Proverbs 18:21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. You know, we get very sort of persuasive and motivated to speak the word outside of, you know, the houses we live in. And that's a good thing, to be on the street speaking the word. But speaking the word to yourself, too, is going to build your confidence and trust in the promises of what God says. Corrie Ten Boom, she's a wonderful woman. She said, made a statement, said, let God's promises shine on your problems. We've all got things that we're contending with, but we have to have the exposure of that light to dispel and overshadow those things that seem that like they want to consume us. So my recommendation is that you get a set of declarations that you can make, truths from God's word that are really true about you. Here's one. God created me, and I am fearfully and wonderfully made. That's the truth about me. That there's no question about that from the scripture. We know that that's true because that's a declaration of Psalm 139, verse 13 and 14. And the Amplified says, for you formed my innermost parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I will give thanks and praise to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. Wow. God created me. God created us. And we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Doesn't matter what your past is, what your history is, how you're even feeling before you started into this teaching. This is the truth. God created you. And we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And we can make these choices every day. This is the day the Lord hath made. We shall what? Rejoice and be glad in it. We can give thanks today. We can rejoice today. We can love today. This is the only day that we have in front of us, the only seconds that we have in front of us. And God wants us to be blessed. There's that encouragement throughout the scriptures. I mean, obviously, we don't have the time to go through everything there is to know and understand about this topic. But even in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, which I've read many times, and it is kind of a favorite section of mine, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, you know, we go into the section, it says verse 16 through 20 or 21. But a lot of times we don't read 16. We say, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. And then it goes on to talk about body, soul, and spirit. But in verse 16, which is really the kind of the contextual value of these verses, it's really cool to see that God says, rejoice evermore. There's got to be tremendous blessing and power in rejoicing, not only things that God has given to us and rejoicing in the things that God has given for us, but just because we love God, just because he's pulled us out of the darkness of this world, just because he's given us eternal life, because we just love God. So, you know, what we do is kind of a knee-jerk response. We praise, we rejoice, we give thanks, and we can't wait for tomorrow. There's a plethora of opportunities out there in front of us. And so we have to make those declarations about ourselves and to others so that we can stay in a good place. So, guys, there's no waiting. There's no waiting period in reaping the benefits and the rewards of a spiritual walk with God. Today is the day the Lord hath made, and let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? Well, Heavenly Father, thank you for sweet truth, Lord, simple truth, and that every day we're faced with that same challenge, just to make positive declarations about what the truth of the Word says about us, and that you will transform our hearts, Father. You will help us to be the men and women of God that your Word says we can be, and that we just have such a great desire, Father, to work with you, to serve and love, and thank you, God, for just the blessing of knowing you. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.